Welcome to Consensus, a podcast from Census Technologies.
Hey, what's going on, folks? It's Daniel Litwin, the voice of B2B, and welcome to another episode of the Consensus Podcast, a podcast brought to you by Census Technologies, where we discuss everything under the sun to do with sterile processing and SPDs, and we give you the timeliest tips and tricks, strategies, thought leadership, and more covering the SPD world. And we've got a good one here in store for you, very actionable, and this time shining the spotlight inwards a little bit and pulling from our own expertise here within the Census four walls. Before we get into the topic, which is about survey readiness, very practical for our listening audience here, make sure you're taking notes. I want to make sure that you are tapped into previous episodes of the show. So make sure you're going to our website, census.com, again, C-E-N-S-I-S.com, for more information on our solutions and services, previous episodes of the podcast, of course, and just generally more on SPD best practices. You can also subscribe to the Consensus podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So just hit the subscribe button and you'll have a full catalog of previous episodes as well as notifications when we drop new ones. So again, today we're talking about survey readiness as a daily discipline. And I'm joined by someone who has lived this from several angles, frontline leadership, education, and now product. Joining us on the podcast for our discussion is Lindsay Clark. She's an associate product owner and former clinical educator here at Census. Before joining Census, she led sterile processing departments in health systems like Bon Secours Mercy Health, HCA Florida. She was responsible for sterilization, compliance, team performance, the whole gamut, right? And today she helps translate that real-world SPD experience into tools, into training, and workflows, specifically, right? Designed to help make that survey readiness part of everyday practice, not just audit season. So we're going to go ahead and break it down here with Lindsay, get into those actionable tips and tricks, and I'm pleased to welcome her to the podcast. Lindsay, welcome to the Consensus Podcast. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm good. That was a very nice intro. Thank you.
I got you. Well, yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here joining us on the podcast. I'm always looking forward to these episodes where we get to draw from real boots on the ground insights in the SPD and translate that into something actionable. So today's working title for the podcast is Survey Ready Every Day. Why it's not just a once a year activity. So there you go. That's what we're digging into here today. And with our conversation, we're hoping to help SPD teams rethink survey readiness as a daily discipline, not just a mad dash or scramble for that inevitable audit. It's not a once a year scramble. It's about small, consistent habits and the right tools to help you, transform how you run operations to always be survey ready. So let's dive in a little bit into the challenge at hand here. Let's paint a picture for our audience. If you've lived in sterile processing for any amount of time, you know this moment, right? Maybe the rumor starts in the hallway. Oh, the surveyors are here. It's audit time. Now we're double checking logs, racing to tidy workstations. Maybe you got to print out some reports. You're trying to remember, specific wording for a specific policy they might ask you about. Okay, it's stressful. It's reactive, right? And really, it can make strong SPD teams feel like, we're a step behind, right? But it doesn't have to be this way. Meanwhile, the expectations on survey day keep getting higher. Standards are changing and improving. Documentation requirements are getting tighter. Major accrediting bodies show up with little warnings sometimes. They expect that your department looks the same on a random Tuesday as it does the week before an accreditation visit, which, I guess makes sense. So what would it look like if every day was survey day? Every day it was time for an audit. Well, that's where we're starting with our strategy here today, right? Not to put you in a panic-inducing mindset every single day you're running an SPD, but to help give you that calm, confident approach, the daily habits, not the last-minute heroics that keep you ready for survey day. I want to start by expanding on that intro a little bit. Can you just give our audience a boilerplate summary here, elevator pitch on your background? What kind of experience do you have in the SPD, and how is this coloring your current work today and some of the POV that you're bringing to the podcast here?
Yeah, so I have about 15 years of SPD experience. I started out as a tech, entry level. I moved up to lead tech, supervisor, manager. Then I jumped over to Census, where I was a clinical educator, kind of going on site to different facilities and helping them utilize CensiTrac to their fullest capabilities. And now I'm on the product side, where we're kind of honing in on making CensiTrac more user-friendly and easier for you to use in the department to make SPDs compliant.
And we're going to be drawing from all that boots on the ground experience, whether, you know, working as a tech or helping run these departments. You've seen it all and you felt it all, right? And naturally, Survey Day feels a little different for all those different layers. So let's go ahead and, you know, dive into survey readiness. So I want to start with mindset here, right? Because I think this is pretty important. You know that, you know, the watchful eye is coming, and that that is the beginning of the stress levels going up and, you know, the mad dash that we're hoping to avoid moving forward. Why does survey readiness, in your opinion, need to be thought of as a daily discipline rather than a once a year activity, right? And what does that actually look like in practice?
I think it's that old saying, like, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So unannounced surveys are kind of like the norm now. There's no like prep week. It's, you kind of know your window, you know, they come every, you know, two and a half, three years, but there's no like, okay, hey, we're coming. So if we are waiting till last minute, we're setting ourselves up for stress, chaos, mistakes. Instead, building readiness into our daily routine means we're always prepared, whether a survey walks in tomorrow, 6 months from now, 3 years from now, you know, staying ready so you don't have to get ready. And daily readiness isn't just about compliance, it's about patient safety. So every tray, every cycle, every IFU matters, because these steps prevent harm, not just help us pass surveys. So we're not doing this to pass these surveys. We're doing this for the patient. We are the patient advocates. And when teams understand that connection, the work feels purposeful and not punitive. And honestly, morale has a huge impact. When survey prep is treated as a once a year scramble, it creates burnout. And like I said, chaos, you're running around, getting the department ready. People feel like they're kind of under a microscope. But when you are always ready, it's a daily discipline, it builds confidence and pride. And staff know that they're doing the right thing every day, and they want to do the right thing, making it feel like it's a daily practice and not just a scramble at the last minute.
Yeah.
Makes it feel like it's just any other day.
I'm glad you brought up staff morale, because that's a huge pain point here when survey day is not treated as just part of day-to-day best practices, but is sort of an event, right? There's the anticipation, the buildup, the day of is always crazy. And, you know, it can kind of feel demotivating too. Like, why are we aligning on these best practices only right now, only for those to stop when we're done, or for us to like not be able to prioritize these moving forward because we have all these other responsibilities, or they're not baked into our workflows, etc. So I wonder, like, do you have any good examples of seeing this kind of mad scramble in action and how it does impact, you know, team morale, maybe when you were boots on the ground as a tech in your early days? Yeah, any good stories come to mind that you can, you know, speak to from experience?
Yeah, it's like, why are we doing the right thing just because these people are here? Why aren't we doing the right thing every day, always, every shift? You know, that's kind of how it used to, when I first started in style processing, we used to write everything down. We didn't have a tracking system. So getting your paperwork together, getting your IFUs together, dusting, mopping, wiping down workstations was always a last minute scramble. So having, you know, computerized tracking system and having your documents not just in a filing cabinet or in a binder, that kind of helps too with the scramble. And then again, like remembering the why, like, why are we doing this? That putting that perspective in your mindset, like, if I was on the operating table, would I want to be doing the things the right way just because certain people are here? Or would I want to be laying on the operating room table knowing that this department does the right thing every day, no matter what, no matter who it is?
Yeah. And when you know that that is foundational, it's a point of pride too. Like, it reinforces these good habits, knowing that you're in an ecosystem that values the foundations, not because you're checking a box, but because, well, you know, it leads to patient safety, better patient outcomes, you know, the real reason that we're here doing this job, right? So speaking of compliance, you know, as a part of this, I feel like there's two lanes here when we're talking about getting ready for survey day that are an extension of, you know, survey readiness mindset. One of them is compliance, which is, okay, like, have we done literally A, B, C through Z? And you are making sure that you've crossed your T's and dotted your I's. And then there's also the cultural side of this, right? Which is more to do with shared mindset, values. Why are we doing this job? Are these compliance lanes important beyond checking a box? How do they reflect the whole purpose of what we're doing here, which is, as we've established, you know, patient safety, patient outcomes, overall efficiency of our operations? You know, with these distinctions, I know that you've said before, you know, as a leader in these ecosystems, that compliance is more like the floor, right? Culture is the ceiling. You're driving for better culture. Compliance is where you gotta make sure you've got your bases covered. When we're talking about survey readiness in a sterile processing department, how would you differentiate the two, right? What is useful compliance work, and what does useful culture fostering look like that complement a holistic survey readiness mindset daily?
Kind of like you said, compliance is just really about checking boxes. It's the minimum standard. We should be compliant. Culture, on the other hand, is about a mindset and a shared ownership. When you have a strong culture, compliance kind of happens naturally because people understand the why behind the work. Culture reduces frictions from frontline staff to leadership. Instead of feeling like rules are being enforced kind of from the top down, which it can sometimes feel that way in SPDs, it's the forgotten department. You're in the basement. It's, you know, it's the stepchild, they would say. So instead of being enforced from the top down, the team takes pride in doing things right. Kind of a good example of this is SPDs are crazy. Everyone's doing a million things at a million different times. So one person could be assembling a tray while the other person's getting ready to push a load that's ready to go into the sterilizer. Maybe I'm the last person that puts the item on that sterilizer rack. And I just kind of holler around like, hey, is this load good to go? And then somebody who is just sitting at their workstation doing they're putting their tray together is like, yeah, it's good to go. Do you have your biological on that rack? So just kind of being more intuitive, making sure your IFUs are followed properly. Like, hey, hollering out, yeah, that load's good to go, but do you know that that's a 45-minute dry time, not the standard 30-minute dry time? So kind of being more intuitive is what the culture, you take pride in doing things the right way, like not just kind of skipping those parameters and those IFUs. That's culture in action.
Now, you know, just to keep pulling from your expertise and your experiences in the field, could you share a moment in one of your departments where you felt that, you know, there really was a culture shift? You could really feel it shift positively, where it went from, we have to do this survey to we do this because this is who we are. And like, we live this and breathe this daily as a team. Any moments stand out where you feel like, you know, this is a proven example of putting some energy behind culture can impact positive outcomes and survey readiness?
Definitely. The moment I think about is like the one instance in particular. I don't know if it's like this anymore because I've been out of SPD for a little bit, but robot scopes sometimes would come in a plastic container and sometimes they would come in a metal container. And depending on the container it was in is how you would sterilize it. So though, just because it's the same item in the container, because the container it's in, it gets sterilized differently. And in real time, like in the department as a manager, it could be so easy to just be like, oh, I have a metal tray. It should be in the low temp sterilizer by itself, but I have this other tray. I'm just going to throw it in there. What's the harm, you know? But in real time, seeing people like, okay, I think there's a different sterilization parameter for this specific tray. Let me pull up the IFU. Let me double check. Let me make sure. And I started to see staff do that because they know, okay, I'm not supposed to sterilize two items at a time because one's plastic and one's metal. I'm supposed to do one at a time. And pulling up those IFUs because they care, because they know that that's being compliant, sterilizing it how it's supposed to be sterilized and how the manufacturer says it's supposed to be sterilized. That's because the culture is they care, and they care about the patient. They care about the outcome of this person that they don't even know. And they want, and again, they want to do the right thing.
All right. So now, Lindsay, I want to get a little bit more specific with you on what survey readiness looks like daily, right? Like, what does survey ready look like on a random Tuesday? So I want to zoom in on something really practical. Let's like quite literally pick a random Tuesday. We're recording this on a Tuesday.
We are. Quite literally.
nice. So let's imagine we are in a sterile processing department and oops, it's survey day. And here we are once again. It's arrived. Let's pick that day, but not the week before a survey, right? Just that ordinary day. What would you say being survey ready looks like on any random day, right? And what does that look like supported by daily disciplines, not, you know, several hours worth of mad scrambling?
On a truly survey ready day, which is every day, logs are completed without reminders, eyewash checks, washer tests are done, cleaning schedules happen. It's part of the routine, and not because someone's chasing staff down. If you're not survey ready, you're doing all those things last minute scrambling. I'm wiping stuff down. I'm checking my eyewash station. Those are just daily habits and daily routines that staff are doing, you know, every morning when they come in. That consistency shows a culture of accountability. IFUs aren't just in a binder or in a filing cabinet. Your load documentation isn't shoved somewhere in a bin. They're accessed in real time during assembly. That shows the surveyor that you are ready. You stay ready. So if anyone any day walks in, you're ready. You know the IFU. You can pull it up in real time. And documenting all this stuff too. So most places are doing these things, but there's this saying like, but did you document it? So having those eyewash check logs and your washer test logs, a daily cleaning schedule filled out, that proves and that shows that you're doing it. And then that shows anyone could walk in any Tuesday and you have everything laid out in front of them that, yes, you've been doing it, you're ready, you're compliant.
Where do you see some of the most struggle usually with that kind of, you know, Tuesday level readiness? Is it more of the documentation? Is it the follow through? Is it consistency? Is it bandwidth? Like what do you actually see getting in the way of people being survey ready every day?
Yeah, I think one common struggle I see is documentation lag. Like I said, most places are doing the work. But they don't record it consistently. So kind of closing that gap is critical, because in a survey, if it's not documented, then it didn't happen. So, you know, why not get credit for your work? Why, you know, you are doing it. You are testing your washers every day. You are doing those Bowie dicks on your sterilizer. Why not document it? Tools like SensiTrack make that easier, kind of embedding the documentation into the workflow. Yes, you run a Bowie dick, but how do I know it passed? Well, because I scanned the Bowie dick pack into SensiTrack, and I can pull up a load from 3 years ago and show you that I ran a Bowie dick, it passed, and this is what it looks like. So I see that people are doing the work. They're just not documenting it consistently. And SensiTrack is a great tool for that.
All right. So glad you brought that up, because I want to now, you know, get a little census commentary in here as well. I want to talk about the practical side of making all of this easier. We've talked about, you know, better compliance, documentation lag, fixing that, better culture. That's a more sort of, you know, esoteric challenge, but it is important. I know you've worked directly with SPDs, you've worked front of line, you've helped, you know, manage them, and now you're with the Census product team, and you get to see how SensiTrack daily helps tackle some of these things, or at least lay the foundations for an SPD to focus more on cultural realignment, right? Because you know you've got the basics covered. So I wanted to get your thoughts on how you see tools like SensiTrack help make survey ready every day more of a realistic goal or foundation, right? And less about perfect memory, less about heroics and mad dashes. How does something like SensiTrack help build that strong foundation?
So like I mentioned, I started in style processing when things were handwritten. So SensiTrack is
brutal.
I don't know if that like dates me, but
I love it.
SensiTrack is such a game changer. I can't tell you enough. I don't even sometimes I'm like, how did I even assemble trays back then? Because we didn't have count sheets. We just like guessed. We memorized. I couldn't even imagine doing that today. So SensiTrack is a game changer in many, many ways. A big win for daily readiness is efficiency task list. So like I said, those eye wash checks, those wiping down your workstation and kind of damp dusting your lights, even restocking trauma trays. Some people don't know that SPDs take care of case or code cards, trauma cards. So efficiency task list, you can document all of that in SensiTrack, and it's all reportable. So I know when, who, if you have multiple eyewash stations, which station, which workstation did you wipe down? Which trauma cart did you restock? All that's reportable. All that is survey ready proof, that you can show almost instantly to anyone that walks in at any day, even leadership. Like leadership likes to see that stuff too. Another great tool that I think is powerful is extended attributes. So if you ever walked into an SPD, you'll see mainly like a scope room or something, you'll see alcohol bottles and Sharpie, there'll be a date written on it. SensiTrack can track that. You can use extended attributes for when you open an alcohol bottle, because it expires in X amount of days. You can use extended attributes for water quality testing, which is becoming a huge, huge survey pop-up question. Quality events is great for tracking point of use cleaning. If the standard is when you get something from the OR sent down to decontam, it's been point of use cleaned. It's been sprayed, wiped down, things have been disassembled to the best of their ability. Items have been opened in an unlocked position. The quality feedback module lets you document when that doesn't happen. And you can get so granular to the procedure it came from, the person who brought it down, what wasn't done. And it's also easily trackable by just scanning a barcode, like point of use not complete, scan barcode, because decontam can get a little busy. So not everyone's wanting to type, you know, all this stuff out. But point of use is such a huge hot topic with surveys. So because it's the standard, so when it's not being done and documenting that it's not being done, and then you can use that as a tool for education. You know, why didn't that point of use happen? Well, we got busy and a trauma came in, or, you know, you can use that as a learning tool too, not just for surveys. Some education might just need to have, maybe they didn't know. And kind of beyond that, CensiTrack offers features that make survey readiness seamless, like the competency module. Again, back in my day, competencies were like in these thick folders. Every employee had this huge folder full of competencies. And now you can just do all of that in CensiTrack. It's, you upload everything that needs to be checked off. There's, you can set a time on how far or how long that competency is good for. So if it's good for 365 days, if it's good for 90 days, you can set those competencies to that and it'll remind you, and you can run reports on that and who's past due on competency. You can set up education for that. So if, you know, you're all been trained on how to use a certain machine and expires in a year, you can look that up in CensiTrack and set up training for the following year to stay compliant. One of my favorite things, and it's kind of newer to me to use, is case tracking. This is my new favorite because tracking trays to patients is becoming things they're asking now. Like, oh, it's not necessarily the expectation, but I think they're moving in that direction. So case tracking allows trays to be tracked to a specific patient, given that the OR is utilizing CensiTrack as well. And that is such a cool thing to see in real time that, yeah, we know that this tray A, tray B, and tray C all were used in OR4 at 11:50 a.m. And if there were an issue, you can pull all of that documentation up and pretty much on a silver platter, give it to any surveyor that walks. I mean, they love to see instrument tracking to patients. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, it's like when you've got those practical basics down, everything else becomes so much more possible. This idea of getting out of your own head on, are we aligned on the basics for survey readiness and being able to, you know, whether you're as a tech or whether you're leading an SPD team, being able to focus more on what survey readiness feels like at a cultural level, at a client outcome level, and less of a basic compliance level. Like, you need good tools, not to, you know, overly plug here, but you need good tools like CensiTrack to help lay those foundations. So Lindsay, not to, you know, kind of overly pitch our product line here, but I do want to stay down this practical route with you. Is there a feature, in your opinion, that you think is really underused in CensiTrack, but that, you know, would be a huge win if better used, right, when survey day comes around? Does something stand out to you as, you know, one of those hidden tips, tricks, or hacks that CensiTrack users should put to work now for that day-to-day survey readiness?
Yeah, I think a very underused tool in CensiTrack is the cooldown feature. It's a button that shows up after your sterilization load has completed its cycle. It's a location selection. So if you hit the cooldown button, it automatically takes everything that was on that sterilizer load from its status being sterilized or in sterilizer to cooldown, which if you don't do that, it basically, if you're doing location scans, it looks like it went from sterilizer to shelf A, rack one, bin B. So it looks like it went from sterilizer to storage without having any proper quarantine or cool down. And most people don't even know that that button's there or that it exists. So I think it's super underused, but highly important because surveyors want to see that you let those trays cool down to room temperature, that it didn't go from sterilizer to shelf, and that you waited for your biological to be read. So I think that in knowing that that button's there and that it can be clicked and it changes its status from being sterilized to cool down is a really nice, cool feature that you can show surveyors that, yeah, we wait this X amount of time before we put our trays into storage.
And there you go, folks. Look, sometimes improving survey readiness is as simple as putting one tool to better use, right? That's what I think, you know, we should take away from this conversation. Not as the only actionable takeaway, but like getting survey ready daily does not mean that you have to be in this like hyper fixated mindset of compliance every day you step into the SPD. There are habits, there are disciplines, there are tools that you can use to lay that foundation and actually give more peace of mind on the basics so you can focus on the other side of survey readiness, which is how is the culture? How is your team morale? How are the values of your department and operation driving positive patient outcomes and patient safety, right? Because if you got that down too, and the basics, well, then you're set. Then you're truly survey ready every day, right? Okay, so to end on a very practical note here, as we start to wrap up the conversation, Lindsay, I want to ground the conversation in some real risk areas around survey day and some of the simple fixes. I want to talk about the pitfalls, like the actual things that people fail on a survey most consistently. I'm sure you've seen a lot of these, but what are some of the most common survey findings or themes that you've seen in an SPD over the years, things that go wrong or that get marked as you didn't pass, right? And for each of these, what's one small action you think a department could take to lower that risk level without creating some whole extra layer of oversight? Maybe let's tackle these one by one, but you know, feel free to answer that how you see fit and we can take it from there.
So kind of touch on this a little bit before. One of the most common survey findings I've seen is incomplete daily checks. Like I said, they're doing them, but are they documenting them? And by daily checks, I mean, you know, the washer testing, the ultrasonic testing, checking your eyewash station. These are small tasks. They don't take a ton of time. They don't take a ton of effort, but they carry a big weight during a survey because they speak to consistency and safety. Another issue is inconsistency between documented workflows and what's actually happening on the floor. So for example, like IFU mismatches, maybe the dry time listed in a sterilization cycle doesn't match manufacturer's instructions or assembly steps that aren't being followed exactly. Surveyors will catch those gaps quickly. These surveyors are becoming more knowledgeable in SPD. They used to send people who weren't really sure what goes on in SPD. It's not like that anymore. These people spend the time and effort into finding out where compliance is missed. Packaging practices can also trip teams up, like integrators not being placed on every level of a multi-tier tray. Pouch labeling done incorrectly, I've seen. These details matter because they are directly tied to sterility assurance. So with all that, the good news is these issues can be fixed with small proactive steps. Utilizing the audit tool for second checks. This can give us a person a second look at a tray. Okay, yes, they have their indicators on each level of the tray. The locks are on the outside of the container. Small stuff like that. The audit tool lets you give that tray a second look and show proof that it got that second look. And it's reportable, so you can pull that at any time. We also have kind of a newer cool feature. It's the assembly copilot that if enabled, when you have a webcam, you set your tray underneath this webcam and it'll recognize if you have the indicator in that tray. It's the coolest feature I think I've seen in a long time, because it is specifically for that, to check for indicators. But then you also have picture proof of what's in that tray. So if the OR says like, oh, I don't see this stopcock in here, it's like, oh, well, it was when I assembled it. So that's really cool for compliance. Efficiency task lists, this makes it easy to verify and document those daily tasks, documenting that you're checking your eyewash station, documenting that you're running your tests. They're small fixes, and they are small actionable items, but again, they carry a huge weight for surveyors.
So now an important part of this too is fixing some of these issues, right? You can invest in tools, you can try to change the culture, you can try to build in new mechanisms of accountability, oversight, right? But we always have to be careful that these fixes don't end up hurting team morale, right? Look, it's important to call things as we see them, especially when the stakes are this high. We're talking patient safety, right? So it's not like we have to, you know, tiptoe around telling people how it is, you know, hey, we need to shore this up, we need to fix this process. But we should understand team morale is important, and we don't want to just tank it just to fix a process, right? So I'm curious your thoughts on how leaders and SPDs should tackle these fixes, right? What would you recommend leaders do to implement, you know, fixes in their department, especially ones that they know are aligned with survey readiness, so that the fixes feel empowering and not punitive, right? Like, how do you correct and coach in a way that builds trust and culture rather than a fear of surveys and sort of just raising everyone's blood pressure?
Yeah. I think as a manager, kind of framing these fixes as a patient safety win and not a punishment is helpful. When staff understand the why, they take ownership. And we kind of touched on that before. If they understand that this affects a human life, that's the outcome, they want to do the right thing. They know the why. And that's kind of what creates lasting improvement, is knowing that why. And as in leadership, like I said, not a punishment, but a patient safety win. I think framing it in that way gets staff in that mindset of being compliant every day, 100% of the time.
And do you have a story, you know, as a leader yourself in an SPD previously? You know, what are some little tips and tricks that worked well for you, or a story that comes to mind when you had to deploy some tough feedback or a fix and it ended up elevating morale and empowering your team rather than turning into an anxiety?
One of my favorite stories, working in SPD as a manager, laparoscopic instruments get used a lot. So a lot of wear and tear, and they're delicate. That outer coating that they have on them, it goes through a lot. It gets banged around in trays, the washer, assembly being used. So they require insulation testing to make sure that outer coating isn't chipped or there's like hairline fractures in it. Because if so, it will burn the patient. This insulation testing can take some time. It definitely, if you're assembling these laparoscopic trays with multiple laparoscopic instruments in them, you have to insulate test every single one, and it can take a little bit. So it's not everyone's favorite tray to assemble. So I've seen it get skipped because it is such a kind of redundant task. But when I noticed that, I was set up an education for the staff to show them what happens in surgery. There's great videos and like doctors have documented and great videos on the internet you can find of what happens when these laparoscopic instruments are being used in real time on real patients in the doctor's view. And when there's a little crack or a little fracture in the coating, what a huge impact that has on the patient. They get burned internally. It sparks. I mean, it scares the OR. So showing my staff this video, I mean, their jaws were on the floor. Like, they could not believe what skipping insulation testing does. If you miss those cracks, how harmful and detrimental that can be to the patient. So showing them that, and then them taking that and like being so floored, insulation testing, once they see that, it never gets skipped.
All right, Lindsay, we've reached the end of the conversation. Thank you so much for all of your insights so far, all your strategy, your anecdotes. This has been really practical, another solid consensus conversation here for us. I want to wrap with, giving listeners something simple and sticky to do differently, right? Let's end with something punchy that we can use as a final note on the notebook. I hope everyone's been taking solid notes here. So to close us out, let's loop back around to mindset since we opened with mindset. What's one mindset shift and one simple habit? So one mindset shift, one simple habit that you'd love to see SPD teams carry into 2026 so that they can finally feel confident and survey ready every day. How would you simplify it if you even can?
I will try. If I could leave teams with one mindset shift, it's every day is survey day. When you approach your work with that perspective, you stop thinking about compliance as a seasonal event and start treating it as part of patient safety. And that's what we're all here for. And a habit that makes mindset real is use your tools daily, not just when audit season rolls around. Features like SensiTrack aren't just for pulling reports during a survey. They are designed to make your daily tasks and documenting kind of effortless almost. So using those tools daily for your benefit too, is what I want the mindset to be.
And then do you have anything that you'd consider, last encouragement for teams out there who maybe feel like they're always behind or always waiting for the next citation to tell them what to fix? Like, what's a good starting place for beginning to shift that approach to survey readiness?
You're not alone. I think everyone feels behind. I think SPD is the heart of the hospital. It's so undervalued, but so important to the hospital at large. So you're not alone. Take little bites, little chunks, fix little things here and there, and that will snowball into being survey ready and calming the chaos.
Love it. Simple, clean, effective. Love it. Emphasis on clean. All right. Thank you so much, Lindsay. This has been great. I really appreciate your time today. Again, folks, we've been chatting with Lindsay Clark, Associate Product Owner at Sensus Technologies. Lindsay, if folks want to learn more from you, they want to pick your brain a little bit more on some of these strategies, or they want to see how Sensus can, better support them on some of this, survey readiness, daily disciplining, how can they get in touch with you or learn more?
So to get in touch with me, you can follow me on LinkedIn. If you are a Sensus customer, you can go to the customer portal. There's great education videos, some CEM courses you can sign up for. And if you're not a Sensus customer, you can go to census.com.
Easy peasy. All right. Lindsay Clark, thank you so much for your time today and looking forward to more conversations. Hope we have these again soon.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to today's episode of the Consensus Podcast, a Sensus Technologies podcast. If you're listening and you're part of an SPD or a quality team, I want to leave y'all with a challenge here. I really hope you were taking some good notes and starting to, maybe rethink your approach to survey readiness. So my challenge to y'all is pick one habit you can start with this week, right? Whether it's tightening up daily logs, using quality events more consistency, or with more consistency, setting up efficiency tasks in SensiTrack if you have the tool, or maybe getting SensiTrack if you don't have it, right? Treat this first habit as your realignment right, on Survey Ready every day. Set a micro goal and move the needle. That's how change happens, right? So thank you, everyone, for listening to today's episode. Thank you for being part of the Consensus audience. And make sure you're subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, wherever you get your podcast content. Make sure you're heading to our website, census.com, for more resources, more information, and of course, more episodes of the podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Litwin, the voice of B2B, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Consensus Podcast.